Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun, sermonaudio.com. I'm Bob. This is the next in the continuing series of Bible questions and answers. We're in the book of Zechariah. We will, Lord willing, finish the Old Testament in just a few minutes. We will be finished. How about Zechariah chapter 13, verses 3 through 5? The question is, why such harsh punishments for simply prophesying? And if anyone still prophesies, his father and mother who gave birth to him will say, "You're going to die." Verse 4, it'll come about in that day that the prophets will each be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. He'll even say, "I'm not a prophet. I'm just a farmer." Wow. Well, Israel's been filled with false prophets, prophets of Baal, so many other gods. The harshness here is directed to those still daring to lead God's people into false worship. Even the marks of a prophet, verse 6, wounds, will be suspicious, as false ones would cut themselves and leave wounds showing. The prediction here is that these undercover false prophets will make up stories about how they got those marks, a warning to all who persist in falseness in our own day. Look at that. Somebody will say, where'd you get these wounds? "Well, it happened in my house," verse 6. I got in a fight. They don't even want to claim to be a prophet anymore. Zechariah 14, whole chapter. When do all the events in this chapter take place? Well, here are the events. All the nations are gathered together against Jerusalem. Has that happened? It's kind of true at the UN, isn't it? But really, physically, in terms of battle, we've had several nations line up against them, like the Six-Day War, which Israel won decisively. But the whole world, all the nations gathered against Jerusalem. Man, looks like the trend of anti-Israel is going to continue to the end. How about the Lord himself is going to fight against those nations? Well, when he returns, the Lord himself is going to return to the Mount of Olives. That hasn't happened. The saints return with Jesus. The light of the sun will go out. The living waters will flow out of Jerusalem. People's flesh will rot on them while they stand. Sounds like nuclear or chemical warfare. The remaining nations will travel to Jerusalem once a year to worship the king. That's millennium. Even the bells on the horses are going to say holiness to the Lord. When? Well, no question. It's the coming of Jesus, his judgment on the nations, the setting up of his international kingdom. It's one of the most incredible of all the scriptures for its clarity about end time detail. Zechariah, great book. Hope you go back and read it again and get more out of it than I was able to give to you. About Malachi now. We end the Old Testament series of books with the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi. And once more, in 1:4, we're talking about Edom. So somehow it's going to survive. What's it say? Even though Edom says, "We've been beaten down, but we'll return and build up the ruins. They may build, but I'm going to tear it down." So they come back and are destroyed, as various prophecies about them indicate. Verse 4 seems to say there will at least be an attempt to rebuild Esau's doomed land. How successful it is, whether it happens at all, we don't know. Are there Edomites in the world today? But the final outcome is sure. God is going to tear down whatever they build up. Then Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, and chapter 4, verse 5. "Behold, I'm going to send my messenger," God says. "He'll clear the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple." Like Jesus said, "I'm coming quickly." Suddenly, not soon necessarily, but quickly. And the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? In chapter 4, verse 5, behold, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Question, is this coming messenger, chapter 3, John the Baptist or Jesus? And what about Elijah? And is this the first century or is it the last century of Earth's history before the millennium? Clues, got to look for clues. Let's look at the description given to see if we can figure out the clues. First, whoever it is in chapter 3, he's God's messenger. Secondly, he will clear the way before me, God. That's what it says. He will clear the way before me. And then the clue in chapter 4, Elijah will come before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Well, it would seem that the subject has changed here. Now we start discussing the Lord who will suddenly come to his temple. The next verses are all about the messenger of the covenant, the one whose coming is hard to be endured, the one that's like a refiner's fire, the Lord who suddenly comes to his temple. So it seems to be a double fulfillment here. Remember that Jesus said, John the Baptist was the Elijah that was to come, and he came in the power and spirit of Elijah. John the Baptist, we're told. And yet, Elijah could well be one of the two prophets who come in the tribulation hour, according to Revelation. So the real Elijah will return and clear the way again, chapter 4. Do you understand it? First coming, you've got John / Elijah preparing and Jesus coming. Second coming, Elijah, the real one, prepares and Jesus comes. I don't know if Malachi understood all of that, but it does seem that this is the way things are. Two comings, two Elijahs, but one Jesus who comes two times. Read it again. Put it in your lap. Read chapter 3, read chapter 4, and see if you get the same thing. How about our final question? In the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3, 16-18. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name. They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession. I'll spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. King James talks about jewels right there. Well, I know this is a text that could... Well, my question, what's the question? The question is, what is the Book of Remembrance? And when did it get written? So this is a text that could easily be spiritualized. You know what I mean? People could just go in there and take out what they want and make it mean anything they want. Not good. Not good with the Bible. But first, let's check out the possible literal fulfillment. Ezra chapter 9, verse 4, records a time when men who trembled at the word of the Lord came to Ezra and joined forces with him and with righteousness. It seems there was a similar group right here in Malachi's presence, countering the men described in the three verses preceding on. Got to go back to chapter 3, verse 13. Your words have been arrogant against me. What have we spoken against you? Well, you said it's vain to serve God. So, now we call the arrogant blessed. Not only are the doers of wickedness built up, but they also test God in his case. Well, here's a bunch of negative guys. But in verse 16, then those who fear the Lord, group of people among Israel, and it's like that everywhere, isn't it? You got some to show up at church and some who really fear the Lord. The Lord gave attention to those guys speaking good things, and a book of remembrance was written. So these men wanted to do the right thing. They wanted to let their wishes be known. So a record was made of their names and their intentions. God promises that those who so love him will be given special attention in the future when his jewels are gathered. It even says here his own son. There'll be a distinction in Israel now between the good and the evil. Of course, we can draw lessons from this. You can apply things to your lives if you want to. But it's always best to see what God's saying before we take something else out of there that he's not saying. Got a foundation that's already been laid. My goodness, that was so quick. It's all over. Old Testament. As you're listening to this, I am putting the finishing touches on this whole series. Those who are listening to me in real time today, we're March 1, 2017. If you're listening to me now, within a week at the very most, I would think, Lord willing, you will have access to everything that I've been talking about online in a book that you can purchase. I'm going to charge the least they will allow me to charge. I make about $1 on each one, usually. I'm not doing this for money. I just wanted to have the book available for myself, for future studies, and for you, for your present study. From Genesis to Revelation, serious questions for those intermediate students who've already got the basics down but stumble a little bit when some of these hard questions come along. So I'm proofing the text right now. Actually, I've got to the book of 2 Corinthians, and with Lord willing, within a couple of days, that book will be sent to the publisher, and there's a little process involved there. But then it'll be online. You'll be able to get it. I'm so glad for that. And there's other things online here at the site that I encourage you to check out. We read about great men of God, not about them, and then we read their actual words. A whole range of Christian issues you can find on my site. And a whole long series on North Korea. A picture update and hundreds of video audios on North Korea itself and other missionary areas. And if you've got a Korean-speaking friend, you can get them to come along. And hundreds of audios in Korean by a North Korean defector. I don't know what he's saying, but I know the guy is a good man. I met him, and this is many years ago. And you will appreciate those audios. We talk about the Quran and the Muhammad. I've got books on those. I've got audios on those. Prophecy studies through the Bible, the church situation, and a whole lot more. So get in touch with me if you like. Say hi or ask a question or suggest something. Or if I've not quite measured up to your standard of scholarship and I made a big mistake or even a little one, if you can say in love why, how it happened, I would be glad to hear from you on that too. Check in from time to time to see what's going on here at the Hackberry House of Chosun website, sermonaudio.com. And Lord willing, I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.